The following program has been pre-recorded. Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. On the show this time, I would like to welcome Steve Messinetti, CEO of Habitat for Humanity, the Portland region. And also with us is Julie Carter, also with Habitat for Humanity. You're the Vice President of Retail. Hey guys, welcome to Let's Talk Portland.
Thank you.
It's good to be here. Thanks for having us.
So let's get started, Steve, with you. You're the CEO of Habitat for Humanity, the Portland region. Tell me what that is. Explain Habitat for Humanity for us.
Sure, yeah. So Habitat for Humanity, at Habitat, we believe that everyone, no matter who you are, where you come from, everyone deserves a decent place to live on terms that they can afford to pay. And at Habitat, we bring people together to build homes, to build hope, to build community. We do this through volunteers coming out to build homes, partnering with families, and making it possible for folks who couldn't otherwise afford a home to buy a home of their own.
How many houses have you guys built? That's probably a big question.
Yeah, so we've built now, built and repaired almost 1,000 homes for over 3,000 people across the whole metro area, Tri-County area, since we've been around since 1981.
Okay. And Habitat for Humanity is a nationwide nonprofit, right?
Yeah, Habitat for Humanity is actually an international organization working in 70 countries around the world, but we are also in all 50 states and even in 20 different communities throughout Oregon.
One thing I didn't realize, I knew Habitat built houses, but I didn't know you repaired houses.
That's right. I've been doing Habitat for over 30 years, and one thing I've learned is that often the most affordable home that someone can have is the one they're already in. But often too many people are at risk of losing those homes, which is really actually a big cause of our current houselessness crisis, because they can't afford to keep them. So a program Habitat has is providing families the opportunity to replace their roof, build a wheelchair ramp up to their house, especially helping seniors and veterans, folks on fixed income, stay in their homes by doing critical repairs that they couldn't afford otherwise.
What are the qualifications for getting Habitat to come and help you out?
Yeah, so for any of our programs, you have to have below some income. It's based on the area median income. So for a family, that might be less than about $80,000 a year. But you also have to earn enough money to buy the home and be able to afford that home payment. So for our minimum income, a family would need to make over $37,000 a year.
And is it a regular mortgage when they buy the house? It's a regular 30-year fixed, something like that?
That's right. So once Habitat builds a house in partnership with a family in the community, the house is sold to a family. They have a pretty typical 30-year mortgage. We actually work in partnership with banks to get lower interest rates, which are really important right now. And we ensure that house payment is less than 30% of the family's income, which is what federal government says is kind of the standard for a home to be affordable. Today, almost half of our community as renters are paying more than 50% of their income on rent. So to get that down to 30% is a game changer for these families.
Yeah, for sure. Wow, I wish I was at 30%.
Mm-hmm.
How does Habitat for Humanity do all this? How do you afford to do this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely a combination of support from private sector, public sector, local businesses. We raise funds in lots of different ways, through fundraising events, through just mailing campaigns. We get materials donated. And then we function as a home builder. We're our own home builder. We work with banks to get loans to build the homes. We work with governments to provide subsidies to the families to buy the homes. And all of that kind of comes together to make a project possible. And we build projects, and I say projects, we build now not just one house at a time, but usually 20, 30, 40, 50 homes at a time in communities. So we put together all of the finances needed to build that in order for it to be a successful community.
And I'm assuming some of the money that you use comes from the restores.
That's right. So Habitat for Humanity Restores, which is our retail arm, is an important part of that, which not only provides people great opportunities to get great deals on materials for their remodels and a place to donate your couches and furniture and appliances and so forth, but it raises money for Habitat, which is the most important money, which is undesignated money that we can spend on any gaps we have in our projects.
Well, let me introduce again Julie Carter. She's the Vice President of Retail for Habitat for Humanity. Hello, Julie.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. So tell me about the restores.
Yeah, well, as Steve mentioned, you know, we fund home building by raising funds, and Restore is one of the key components for that, for Habitat for Humanity Portland Region. We have three home improvement outlets that are like your typical kind of big box retail looking stores, and we have an online store. And what we do is we accept donations from the community and businesses, and we turn around and sell those to our shoppers, and all of those funds go directly to home building here in Portland.
Very nice. So I can make donations, right? If I'm tired of this couch, I can bring it to you?
Yeah. We're a donation center as well as a retail store. So we have a donation dock with friendly team members that'll greet you at the dock, accept your donations. And we do have some guidelines that we have to follow as far as what we can resell. But we also have a fleet. Part of the Restore is a fleet of trucks that go directly to your home. You can schedule online for a pickup. We'll come pick it up for a small fee. Business pickups are free. We bring those in, and we try to have them priced the same day they hit the dock and get onto the floor, so that we can have them available. There's always something new every day.
I bet that pickup comes in really handy, because everybody wants to make a donation, but it's like, how am I going to get this dinette set to make it to donate? I have a Volkswagen Beetle.
Yeah. We serve a pretty wide range of zip codes, actually. If you go online to pdxrestore.org, you can see where there's a donation button. You can learn all about what you can donate and schedule pickups. We try to keep the pickups within 24 hours to 5 days during the busy season. But yeah, the drivers, they're on the road every day going to people's houses and picking up items that we can turn around and resell. We've just started a partnership with Ridwell. We even accept used paint now. So, a lot of people have a Ridwell box outside of their house, depending on what area you live in. We're their designated partner for used paint. We accept building materials, furniture, appliances, you name it. Even if you were to go to the Gresham store, we even accept clothing at that one location.
That's one thing I've done, is I've dropped off some paint. Yeah, that was nice to get rid of that without having to haul it all the way out to the waste transfer station.
Yeah. We have a really great partnership with Use Paint, because not only can we divert that from landfill, which is another, it's kind of a secondary mission that just happens to be a benefit, is that we are, you know, we do a lot of waste prevention just naturally because of what we do. But Use Paint specifically, we work with an organization called Paint Care, and we even get a kickback from another organization. Every liter of paint we sell, we actually make money on that as well. So there's a lot of different revenue streams that are going into what we do to help build homes.
Yeah. So how does the Restore locations help support Habitat's overall mission?
Yeah, we are intertwined. Restore is Habitat. We just happen to be a revenue stream. So, I think that one thing that we're really working towards this year is making sure people understand that we are the same. Like when someone drops something off as a donation, or even throw something in our metal bin. We recycle metal for revenue, but everything that we do with our Restores is outside of, we have the cost of doing business, obviously, but every bit of net profit is given to the Habitat home building efforts. Last year, we grossed about $5 million in sales of just reusable goods. We do buy a little bit. We purchase a few things just to have, like, we have a recycled paint company that offers us, new lots of paint. We oftentimes invest a little bit in brand new flooring that we can sell at a 50% off of what they would be buying retail. But that's still only about less than 10% of what we do in business. 90% of our items are donated to us that we resell. And that was a $5 million year last year. Wow. That we had. And so the net proceeds for that was around $1 million to the building efforts here in Portland, diverting almost 17 million pounds of waste from landfill.
That sounds extremely significant.
Mm-hmm. It's
wow.
It's a really fun place to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe talk about some of the things that can't be taken in for donation.
Yeah. So, I mean, some of the things are pretty intuitive. You know, we actually have a range. We try to have a lot of range of choice as far as quality is concerned. We have kind of a general good, better, best type guideline when it comes to like furniture and things like that. But the guidelines are, they get a bit intricate. I would advise going to the website and having a look, but you know, things like, you know, anything with a stain on them, like certain refrigerators older than 10 years. You know, there's some nuance there. Anything that's got flaking paint that would have, you know, like lead paint and things like that. Certain use paints under a certain quantity we won't take because it generally doesn't sell. But we do our best to collect things that give customers a range of choice. We have a lot of businesses that donate to us, and some of those items are brand new. And I'm probably not allowed to say what those businesses are, but if you can imagine some of the most high-end furniture that you could buy in Portland, sometimes we get some of their SKU reductions, and those items are $3,000 couches that you might find on the online store on the floor of one of our stores for under $1,000.
Wow.
All the way down to, you know, a college student moved out of their dorm and mom and dad don't want that stuff in the house. And it's like an old futon that, you know, someone's going to pay $10 for. So we have, you know, we have a lot of options.
How about businesses that are maybe downsizing their office space? Do you get a lot of office donation type
Yeah,
stuff?
We do. And I would say that we get, there's a lot of different items that we get from businesses, not just like warehouse SKU reductions, but returned furniture, for example. We have a really great contract right now with a huge furniture company, and they're collecting items that they get as returns, and they can't turn around and sell those, even if someone just didn't like the way it looked in their house. We do a lot of things with businesses like that.
That's great. Yeah, so much stuff. Keeping out of the landfill, that's the best part, right? Let me introduce again Steve Messinetti. He's the CEO for Habitat for Humanity, mm-hmm. the people that we're talking with today. Steve, talk to me about volunteers that you have mm-hmm. and volunteering yes. opportunities.
So volunteers are really integral to every aspect of Habitat. We were just talking about Restore. Our stores are run by volunteers. We have staff, but that's supplemented through volunteers, individuals who come out and help us through unloading people's cars, to running the register, to even being in the office and helping us process things. We have other volunteers working on committees. And then, of course, what's most known at Habitat are volunteers out at Habitat work sites, helping to build homes alongside the future homeowners, whether that's framing homes, putting in finish work. Volunteers are involved in many aspects of our projects. And we're always looking for volunteers, especially individual volunteers that are interested in being regular volunteers, which are trained up to help us lead the teams of volunteers that often come out, who maybe come out as a one-time experience as part of a company.
Okay. So, I wanted to ask, like, what kind of experience do volunteers need, especially when it comes to helping build a house?
Yeah, so we actually say no experience necessary. We see the volunteer opportunity as a way to connect to your community, to each other. It's a team-building opportunity. It's a way to learn about the housing needs of our community. We're teaching people how to hold a hammer, even. Yeah. Out at our sites, and that's a great opportunity for us. Folks will learn how to put in flooring. They'll go to the Restore to buy that flooring, and then they'll start their DIY project.
That's cool. And I bet, you probably get a lot of businesses who want to do like a volunteer day. Let's go volunteer for Habitat for Humanity. What a great thing to do.
Yeah, we do. We do. And that's great. And that's a great way for them to get their team together, especially as folks are now not seeing as much of each other if they're not going to the office every day.
Yeah.
And we ask for folks to come out. We, of course, are always raising funds for our work as well. So often ask folks to make a contribution to Habitat as part of that.
And what a great way to learn about the stuff you guys do, because mm-hmm. you do such important work.
Yeah, and we make it a point to have, as part of that experience at the work site for the day, some learning as well. So we don't just try to get as much done as we can. We stop, we pause, we talk about our housing issues that we're dealing with locally. We talk about how Habitat works. We answer some questions and make sure it's a good day for everybody.
Are you looking for volunteers year-round?
We do. Obviously, it's always more popular during the warmer weather months. Yeah. So sometimes we have more of a need for volunteers in the winter, but it's really based on our project. So right now we have a project that we're building 18 homes out in Hillsborough. We're about to break ground and start building homes on a 16-home project in King City. We just finished 40 homes out in Southeast Portland. And then we'll be starting some new projects in the coming months as well. One exciting one's in Lake Oswego, which is our first time ever building in Lake Oswego. We're thrilled about building 23 homes there for probably 200 people that couldn't afford to live in that community otherwise and get all the benefits from the great schools and everything that has to offer there. And then we'll be breaking ground on our largest project ever in Southwest Portland. It's a 5-acre parcel that we got from a church, and that will be a 52-home project in the Hillsdale neighborhood of Southwest Portland.
So you got habitats everywhere. Like, you're in every part of the city.
Yeah, we are building throughout the region from Gresham to Hillsborough, looking at projects in Clackamas. So throughout the region, we actually try to have projects in various places so that people have choice and folks can live where they want to, near their works, near their community, etc.
So you just mentioned one piece of land you got donated from a church. But where do you mostly get the land to build on? Where does that come from?
Yeah, land acquisition has become one of our biggest challenges, of course, because of the rising costs of land in our region. We have had great partnerships with churches, and churches often have some back half acre of property that's a parking lot they're not using, or just trees that we can access, and we'll even often buy those at a discount from a church. We've also had good relationships with cities. Actually, the project we're building right now in Hillsborough was donated to us from the city of Hillsborough. We have another parcel in Portland that's being given to us by the city of Portland. So our cities have been key partners in this. And then we also buy properties sometimes at discounts, sometimes at just regular value if we need a project and we need to keep our production going. Our goal is to build 50 homes a year, and we're committed to keeping that going and making sure we have the land to support that.
How quickly does a house go up?
The longest period of time is from when we buy the land to when it takes the length it takes us to get through the permitting and land use and all the jurisdiction process, which could be up to 2 years. Once we start building, it's about a year on a 20 home project from when we start framing walls to when we are ready to sell those homes.
And you don't have any trouble with contractors and delays and things like that, right?
Yeah, no. Everything is always perfect on the terms of our schedules. We, of course, experience all the same as any home builder might.
I told you to ask that question.
We have great contractors, subcontractors. We are the general contractor, so okay. Habitat is the builder for our projects. But we work with subcontractors and all the trades, and they tend to really prioritize, even if we're not the biggest, best money maker for them, they're committed to the mission too, and they often try to show up even if we're changing their schedule on them.
Yeah. Talk to me a little bit more about how Habitat selects families.
Yeah. So our focus has always been, ever since we started 50 years ago almost, to provide opportunities for families that couldn't afford a home otherwise. So we really look at, well, who's not being served? And a lot of that comes down to who's historically not been served. So we have a real priority on serving households that have been left out, households of color that have been left out because of racist housing practices over decades. We've specifically have been targeting Black households, even as a national effort. We have an Advancing Black Homeownership Initiative targeting removing the barriers that exist specifically for Black households who own homes at about half the rate of their white counterparts still today, a percentage that hasn't improved in 50 years. So that we obviously need to do better at.
Yeah.
Families have to qualify, as I mentioned earlier, though, that they're buying a house, so they can't have no income. So families have to have at least a $37,000 annual income and have a regular income. They have to commit to partnering with Habitat. They put in hours helping to build their house. They go through our home buyer education program where they take classes on everything from financial fitness to home maintenance to what it means to be a part of a community of homes and helping run an HOA. So there's a number of classes they go through. And that's the qualification process. We open up our applications at the beginning of each project. We're about to do that actually for a site in King City that we are getting started on. So that'll open up next month. Folks can apply. We then collect those applications, and the folks who qualify, we go down basically in first come order or randomized order in terms of who gets selected.
Habitat is really, your main goal is to help people succeed at home ownership, mm-hmm. right?
That's right. Yeah. Our what we've seen is that once a family, especially one who's been trying to live in our community with a low income, that has had instability in their housing and they've had to move many times, once they have stability and have a stable house payment, kids do better at school, their parents do better at work, whole family is healthier and happier. We even did a study a number of years ago that showed that 92% of kids who grow up in a Habitat home in Oregon graduate.
Wow. That's an awesome percentage. Do you do houses only or mainly for families or do single individuals?
Yeah, we do both. So we build 2, 3, 4, and even 5-bedroom homes, and then we select families that are kind of the right size for those homes. So we have individuals and couples that might apply for a 2-bedroom unit, and then, of course, larger families, in many cases, even multi-generational families for the larger homes.
Okay. Let's talk to Julie Carter once again. She's the Vice President of Retail for Habitat. What are some upcoming promotions and events we need to know about at Restore?
So we have ongoing, just really fun stuff going on at the Restore. When this airs, I wouldn't say we have something that I could announce necessarily, but we have, if anyone is interested in learning about events that we have, you could certainly grab a pen and text the word join to 833-266-9514. That'll give you up-to-the-minute reports on what's going on. But some of the sales we have that we do are like we'll just have a flash sale on a certain category, like flooring, for example, brand new flooring that we might have in, or a certain category of appliances or something like that. It could be something fun, like we have the llama at the Portland store, come pet the llama and be relaxed while you shop. We've had buy one get one free paint sales, and sometimes we just have enter this code and get 25% off your order or show up at the store. So we have a lot of fun things going on. Usually at least once a month we have something that Jocelyn, our marketing director, has come up with that's really fun. So,
and she's sitting right over there.
And she is, yeah. If I need to tag in.
Where are the Restore locations and the donation locations the same place?
Yeah, they are. You can donate at any of the locations. So we have a store in Gresham, Beaverton, one in Portland, off of Cherry Blossom, and we are getting close to establishing a location for our fourth store opening, hopefully this year.
Okay, and are donations tax deductible?
They are. Yeah, we'll give you a donation receipt that you can keep for your taxes for the end of the year. And then again, we make donating accessible by picking up at any location. It's just you just need to sign up online. And I will tag team off of what Steve was saying about volunteers. Volunteering at the construction sites sometimes become a little bit more seasonally depending on what's being built. Restore volunteers are always welcome. We often can be, a great place to volunteer for groups or individuals in the rainy season because we're indoors and there's plenty to do. We have groups, we invite groups in and have the same kind of, kind of fun and exciting projects that people can work on. You're not necessarily holding a hammer and building something, but actually there are playhouse opportunities. We have sometimes opportunities for people to sign up to actually build a playhouse for children in need. So that's something that would be another option for volunteering along the way. But the Restore always needs people, so just would love to see more people come and meet us at the Restore.
What's the best place, like a website or something, where people can get more information and maybe sign up to be a volunteer?
Yeah, I mean, every volunteer would go through the same, I'm kind of directing everybody to the same place, which is pdxrestore.org. There's volunteer opportunities there. You can learn about donations there. You can learn where our store locations are. There's a link to the online store there. So that's a good place to be.
Great. Well, you guys, thanks for all this information. This has been really cool. It's always fun to hear what Habitat's doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks. Great to be here.
My pleasure.
We've been talking today with Steve Messinetti, CEO for Habitat for Humanity, and Julie Carter, who's the Vice President of Retail. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.